if you just want to give us a feel for the theme, the context, any ideas you've got, and then just put it out there and we'll work it out as we go along.
Okay, so I chose the theme of environment because when I got sent the proposal, I was away on holiday in Tenerife for half term, and I decided that it would be great to utilise that for primary research. So,
cool.
Yeah, and then I just went around and got all my inspiration from that, and I decided what I wanted to do was something on Illustrator, which is something I did at my other school. I really enjoyed it. I haven't really used it here for a project yet, which is another reason why I kind of wanted to use it.
Good, so you don't use those skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I can just, play with my strengths, make it a little easier for me.
Listen.
Smart move.
It's smart because you're managing your expectations and you're like, right, I've got this amount of time to put into
this. You're actually being quite aware.
So yeah. I'm going to manage my expectations. Yeah. So we've got how with this landscape, then these landscapes. What's going to be unique to all of about these landscapes from other people's land, you know?
What I wanted to do is I wanted to create and design on Illustrator, just not too basic, but like basic enough for me to be able to take it and then print it. And then what I wanted to do is using stuff like gold leaf, and I bought some metallic paints and like 3D elements to put onto it to then develop it more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got.
So you're combining processes.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some kind of relief on a 2D imagery. Mm-hmm. Maybe some sort of stuff attached.
Yeah. Like it's got like a nice base layer, and then that's what really brings it.
So it's almost like if you had the sea, you might stick the sand on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what you wanted to do, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you done any experimenting yet?
I did some sketches and I did some work on Illustrator. I haven't got the Illustrator images with me, but I've got the sketches I did, so some of the drawings.
Well, do you know what I would suggest? Start getting things like sand, mm-hmm. And start this week, my experiments would be seeing how you can build, like, even if they're not your photographs or of landscapes, just taking landscapes and being like, right, what can I stick onto them to make them more interesting?
Yeah. Like playing around with like highlights and shadows.
Totally.
Yeah,
brilliant.
So that would really be my aim this week of like, you know, maybe pick 3 images or 2 images. Do you want to play around with colour in this? Is this important?
I mean, I was going to do just like a sunset colour theme, like purples, yellows, pinks, reds, and orange. And I just wanted to keep it very like warm toned because my wider context research is escapism and like surrealism and bringing all of that element into it.
Okay.
So I wanted to like create like the colour scheme to work with that as like warm and inviting and like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Brilliant.
Yeah, we do. Please get that in your sketchbook though.
Mm-hmm. I will.
No. Because the thing is, we talk to you guys, we get it completely. We're on it with these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Our trick is just to make sure you convey that onto your blog.
Mm-hmm.
So that carries on through. So, you know, have you printed off any of your images from your holidays?
Yeah, I've got a contact sheet, I just didn't bring them.
Okay, so my other suggestion would be, and what I've done with some of the other guys is I've just cut them up little, I said I was going to do that for you, didn't I? Put little bits of canvas onto a board,
so
you can start painting some little,
mm-hmm.
I'll get that done for you later. Right, do you guys want to ask some questions then towards? So all is obviously on a bit of a minimal thing, but you know, this is good that we can interrogate at this point.
Big stretch, Liam.
Do you plan to make like one piece as your final, or do you want to make like a body of work? Like
I was
multiple pieces?
Gonna do that originally when I first spoke to Chantel. She told me about creating what was it? She said something about she wanted me to get like a diffuser and smell. I think it was the same thing she said to you, kind of. It had like a K in it or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, she said that. And what I was going to do is originally have, like, something here, something on top of the desk, and, like, have, like, an environment basically made by me. But then I realised that was a bit ambitious, and if I'm going to...
And you won't have a desk.
Exactly.
No.
It's a
unless you have a plinth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, let's just keep it simple, but then it can come out good quality.
Yeah,
okay,
and remember
brilliant.
You've got a 2-year
and achievable.
And
yeah.
Remember, you guys are on a 2-year course,
you've
so
got next year as well.
All you have to do is get onto the second year. You
just
know, it's your last show. You know, you want to get in the end of the 2 years and go, right, I really know what I want. You know, my first exhibition was okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm really taking it to town. You know, so you know, you've got 2 tries.
I experimented with colours in Photoshop.
Okay,
oh,
she's just
going to
sort of a little show.
There we go. I did some work on surrealism as well, because PJ helped me see the escapism and surrealism and like the Fauvist, and I can bring all of that into my work for wider context. I did escapism as well, because that was the main thing behind my thing, because I like escaping.
So I think, like, for you, obviously, order, it's like, you actually, it's all ready to go in your head.
Yeah.
It's now just being
you
like,
just
right,
gotta
get
make
in,
it,
get
yeah.
messy, do some of these experiments,
mm-hmm.
work on the relief stuff, get to the end of this week, maybe do some tracking with me and Sarah so we can go through everything
mm-hmm.
That you've got, and then start making.
Yeah,
I think I'd get creating some of your illustrated images
mm-hmm.
for you to then print out and then experiment on.
Yeah.
Then you can see visually what they look like,
mm-hmm,
if it's
cool.
working. So yeah, I think you're on it.
Thanks.
Any
more questions we can ask?
We've got 5 minutes left.
How many do you want to live? We'll just keep going around now with some crap. We're just going to interrogate you now.
Yeah, that's fine.
How many artists research have you got?
I think so far. Okay, I've got 1, 2, 3. I've got 1 in here, 2 online, but I haven't printed out yet.
Okay.
I'll
try and get 6.
Okay.
Minimum.
Yeah, we'll do it.
For this stage, I'd have like at least 6. 2 wider if you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and definitely some primary in there. And remember, primary research doesn't have to be, because we were talking about with you, Liliana, wasn't it? Like, well, what else can I do? I did drawings, and it was like, no, just going to Glynn's is primary research.
And documenting,
you know, documenting
yeah.
that, finding that, and
so
going.
So you've got your primary research as Tenerife.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, almost doing a page on Tenerife
and
the environment and the landscape
mm.
and what it made you feel.
Because
yeah.
I noticed you have in your sketches some graffiti elements.
Mm-hmm.
Is that directly taken from your research?
Yeah,
or did
that's
you
directly
sort of add
taken
that?
From
yeah.
research.
I noticed one of them said environment without the vowels.
Yeah. I did that myself.
Okay.
I added that bit in. But yeah, because I wanted to originally do it on street art, but then I thought that it would be better to do.
I think your strengths are definitely that you're aware of your time,
mm.
you're aware of what's been against you, so you've cleverly
used your strengths.
Being like, right. I used to do illustrator at school, going to revisit that,
yeah.
going to hang that up, very clever, digital, I'm going to mix it with some 2D, that's achievable, I've got my research from Tenerife, that's
yeah.
set me with my theme,
yeah.
yeah. Is it your best? No,
mm-hmm.
But that is not because of anything other than just time's
yeah,
been against you. Yeah, it's just time's been against you. If you've been here every day and you had that time thing in your head, yeah, you would have seen this, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, big three. But this is perfectly acceptable.
Thanks.
So, thank you.
Bless
you.
Bless you.
No,
thank you.
So, no, it's just really push this. And I think as well, think of scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, either go for, like, my general advice to you guys is with scale is if you do small things, do loads. That looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
If you do big things, you know, maybe 1 or 2 or 3 big, you know, but with small, lots of small really works versus one giant big one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, always, you know, manage yourself whether you're comfortable to work big or small. You know, like for a lot of people, they hate working big. Or some people work big and then they just cut it up and make it small.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's lots of ways around of getting a feel. Spend some time at different points drawing out little thumbnails of how you imagine the wall looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the show.
Yeah.
The exhibition.
You know, like
I think all of you need to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so you guys remember, you can just literally draw yourself a thumbnail, pretend like there's my wall, be like, okay, there's my main picture in the middle. Oh, I imagine a plinth next to it. Oh, I'm going to make a vase. I'm going to have a plant. Do I want some shelves there? You know, am I going to have another little picture there, another little picture there? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's simple.
Map it out.
And then just a few of them in your sketchbook next to each other, showing some alternatives.
Mm.
And it just shows then your problem solving, your
and
thinking,
planning.
Your planning. You know, and you're like, right, plinth. Because then it's good, because then you're thinking, oh, I need. Where do I get a plinth from? Oh, I need to ask Andy or the tutors for a plinth.
Crap,
oh, wait a
I've
minute.
Got to make one.
They've got a plinth, but it's wrecked. I need to paint it myself. Didn't think of that.
Mm.
You know,
need
so
more
it's.
Time.
It, I need more time. And that's when, as this next 2 weeks goes, we're going to have this bottleneck. Remember, there's only one Andy. So remember, anyone that wants physical stuff done, even putting shelves up or a plinth or this, it will be down how you catch Andy. I can put up shelves.
Same.
Yeah, and take the table. And we can paint. But that's pretty much it. Thank you. You know, listen, we've got a good idea. I've got a good idea where you're all at. If you're comfortable with all of this, brilliant. Start now editing your proposal to make it more now specific of what you're going to do and how you're going to do it.